You're listening to a podcast from 702. Bongani
Mingwa. 702 Afternoon Drive, 3 to 6.
Be afraid, be very afraid. Which is South Africa's most dangerous city? Johannesburg, Pretoria, Durban? Nope, the mother city. Cape Town emerges once again as South Africa's murder capital. But unlike the annually released police crime statistics, which look at numbers and numbers alone, the recently released Urban Safety Report, the second of its kind, offers a city-by-city breakdown and seeks to understand why certain crimes thrive in different urban areas. And once again, as I say, Cape Town has topped most categories of violent crime. And joining us on the line from the University of, you guessed it, Cape Town, the co-director of the Institute of Safety, Governance and Criminology at UCT, Dr. Guy Lamb. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for your time. In terms of murder rates, Cape Town, Nelson Mandela Bay, Buffalo City topped the list of South Africa's most dangerous cities.
Well, yes, that's in terms of the statistics. I mean, the kind of point of this report, which is the South African Cities Network report, we did the kind of statistical analysis for them, was really to kind of try and understand what's happening in specific cities. There was never really the intention to kind of, and the report certainly doesn't make the point of kind of ranking cities. It's more the sense of trying to look at a per capita basis what's happening around certain crimes. So the issue in Cape Town, I think the important point you've raised about Cape Town becoming dangerous, and it's all about context, because it's like there are dangerous parts of Cape Town and there are safe parts of Cape Town. And I think the point about what's been happening is if one looks at the report is really at the sort of 10-year trend. So Cape Town has only recently, had in the past sort of 3 to 4 years the highest murder rate out of the cities. And so I suppose that's really a kind of a question about why that's happened. And when you kind of look at murder rates, you're kind of seeing, obviously higher total numbers are happening in some of the cities in Gauteng. There's sort of lower numbers in kind of Nelson Mandela Bay, but the population is smaller, so hence the rate is higher. But okay. I mean, the point about Cape Town is why is the murder rate, suddenly dramatically increased over the past 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
And we can really only speculate about that. I mean, because it's such a dramatic increase in such a small space of time. And I think one, the kind of key culprit here is illegal firearms, because what's happened was there's a case involving a such individual who had responsibility for illegal firearms, and those illegal firearms, more than 2,000 of them were sold directly to gangs in Cape Town. And, more than 1,000 murders have been linked to those guns. So we've got a situation really around a problem of corruption within the police, has led to a problem of firearms being sent into the most dangerous areas in Cape Town, and they've just changed the nature of how gangs are fighting each other and escalated the war.
Dr. Lamb, what does all of this mean for people living in these cities? And I know you're saying it's not really about ranking them as such, but what does it mean in terms of the levels of fear in our cities?
I mean, what do you mean in terms of what is the kind of the data so, that we're presenting?
Yeah, what does that, exactly. What does that data reveal about what it's like to live in an environment where this kind of violent crime is occurring?
I mean, it does share. I mean, certainly in the sense that we've got this particular data, which we've got, but also data from Stats SA, which have looked at victims of crime surveys, to show that very high levels of fear contributes to kind of a whole range of societal challenges and problems. Is that, communities are living in fear, people struggle to get employment, businesses don't invest in certain areas, you have problems even where kind of service delivery entities like Eskom cannot go and fix certain, kind of broken electricity, street lighting and kind of faulty electricity in certain areas because they will come under threat. So it's really this context that has negative impacts for people's livelihoods, but also negative impacts for the economy in these particular areas. Because which business would want to go and kind of invest in an area where there's such high levels of crime and violence?
Now,
but I think the kind of...
To come in there. Sorry. I understand your reluctance to rank these cities because, as you say, the context matters and where these crimes happen in particular parts of the city. But the perception commonly is that Gauteng is perceived as a far more dangerous place than any of the other cities that you've mentioned.
I think the kind of issue with the report, and I think this is a kind of an evolutionary thing of what we're trying to do with the South African Cities Network is about to kind of put together a safety index. I mean, safety is a big thing. So it's more than just your kind of risk of getting murdered. There's a whole range of other issues that come into play here. And I think the important thing to note is, you know, if one looks at sort of the Gauteng-based cities, they have fairly high levels of rates of, you know, robberies of residential properties. And if we look at from a fear point of view, that's one of the kind of biggest fears that people have, is that someone's going to break into your house and rob you at gunpoint and possibly hurt you or kill you. So it's those kind of things around, you know, that these kind of dynamics vary between cities. It's fairly high in Cape Town, but it's also particularly high within Gauteng City. So it's very much a kind of a, what we're trying to do with this report is create a more comprehensive idea around risk and kind of risk factors for violence and kind of where is the problems around a lack of safety.
So in other words, if I understand you correctly then, Dr. Lam, in Gauteng, you are more likely perhaps to suffer, violent crime in terms of a home invasion or robbery, whereas in Cape Town, even though the numbers are higher, it may be something related to gang violence, for example.
Absolutely. It's very specific in Cape Town. There's about 10 policing precincts where there's a very high risk that you can be murdered or at least injured in kind of in a gang-related shooting or in the case of kind of organized violent crime. I think it's also the issue if you look at car hijacking as well, which is kind of contributes to high levels, you know, personal high levels of fear of crime. That's, you know, been increasing in Cape Town, and I think that is linked to certainly to the proliferation of illegal firearms. But also if you look at Gauteng, traditionally the cities there have been prone a lot more to car hijackings, and certainly that's what the data in the report shows.
All right, Dr. Guy Lam from the University of Cape Town, thank you for your time, the co-director of the Institute of Safety and Safety Governance and Criminology at UCT.